Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Everything turn. There is a season turn.
Esther Purge bringing us back from passages from Ecclesiastes, part of the wisdom literature of the Bible. 17 Tail, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being a part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's the main site. That's where you can find my newsletter. You can find the poll question we ask you. We encourage you to take every week and answer. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. You can find all the archives and articles and all the things that we do here at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, I hope you check out my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. The book's The Age of the Customer. We've won 2 awards for that book. Very excited about that. Very proud of that accomplishment. And sold about 40,000 copies of that book so far. So a lot of people are catching on to it, and I think it'll help you, my friends. I wrote it for you. And so if you check that out at ageofthecustomer.com, and you can learn a lot about it, by the way, on the website. You can learn a lot about what's in the book before you buy if you want. So check it out there. It's just you and me. I want to connect some things to our poll. I'm sort of cross-referencing Bill Dunkelberg's Index of Small Business Optimism, some of the things that he discovered in his poll recently, the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism. I want to cross-reference his research with his very high quality research and scientific poll with my not so scientific online poll. But it's fascinating to me how closely they align. My poll is not worthy of his poll. We're not worthy, right? It is interesting though, when my little online poll, when we ask similar questions of our people, we get similar answers to what Bill gets, and so. That's been very interesting to me. Is small business owners are pretty consistent across the board, and I think Bill Dunkelberg knows all about that, right, Bill?
Do indeed. Thanks, hey, Jim.
Welcome to the show, Bill. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, chief economist for the NFIB. I was just talking, Bill, about how your poll in the last segment. I said your poll is seasonally adjusted, so don't give me any of this nonsense about it was the weather. We have weather every first quarter for as long as I've been in the marketplace. It's always cold and wet and rainy and snowy and stormy in the first quarter. So I just completely discount the weather baloney in the bad performance of the first quarter. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
And your stuff is seasonally adjusted, unlike mine. So you take that into consideration.
Yeah, but of course, you know, the weather can be really bad in the winter. And I mean, there are undoubtedly some weather effects. Certainly, you look at the employment number for March, with the 125,000 or so versus the 200,000, and some of that could be the weather. But
all 10 of your indexes went down. That's not weather.
No, that's not weather. Remember, most of the GDP is produced, other than on the East Coast where the weather was. So California
right.
didn't have weather, and Texas didn't have weather, and Florida didn't have weather. And just to check that out, since we get interviews, get 1,000 interviews through the month. I separated. I took the weather months and separated the weather states and separated them from the rest of the states.
Right.
And reran the numbers, and they're virtually identical.
Yeah,
so, I'm sure there's some weather, but not enough.
I just don't buy it. And
yeah.
and I'll tell you, and I'm going to stick something else in here that corresponds to what you discovered and what you believe, Bill. We polled our audience last week. And we said in general, how do you regard the influence of the federal government on your business? And we gave them 4 options. 84%, Bill, said The government hurts more than it helps. And then I come over to your summary, your commentary on your summary, where you identify the specific areas where the government, the federal government, especially the Obama administration, is currently assaulting the Main Street economy with specific policies. You identify the energy, the assault on the energy sector, the supportive union growth against small businesses, the climate change policies that are crushing economic growth, the EPA is running, wreaking havoc in a number of areas. Those are anti-business policies that you recite that then correspond to my unscientific poll of 84% saying the federal government hurts more than it helps. Those things land and matter, don't they?
Yeah, they do. You know, think about all the regulations that a small business owner has to comply with and the resources that it takes, and then you have to ask yourself, what benefit did society get, or did the firm get, or did the workers at the firm get, or, you know, from spending this money? And the answer is very little, if anything. And that's one of the problems. We waste resources. They don't add to our productive capacity.
Right.
They don't improve the productivity of a worker or the education and training of the worker. They just money that just gets spent and then adds nothing to our ability to produce more output going forward, and that's the only way we can get richer and get paid more per hour is if we make more.
And the other thing, Bill, is small businesses aren't getting the contracts from big businesses like we used to, because those companies aren't investing downstream, down market, like they should be.
They have a record amount of cash there, sitting there, and it seems like most of it's just being used for stock buybacks,
which is driving the share price up only.
Right, holding
not adding value to the economy.
Exactly. It doesn't add anything. And it reduces the amount of the opportunity, the shares available for the private sector to own. So, you know,
That's the consumer
sector has been basically divesting itself.
Right. Bill, hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with us, folks. Intel.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.